بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اتقوا المحارم تكن أعبد الناس. رواه الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى. The hadith which has been mentioned today is, you can say, the most fundamental and the most important hadith which has been mentioned yet. In fact, it would not be incorrect to say that every single hadith which has been mentioned is an aid to practicing upon this hadith. And if a person practices upon this one hadith, then whether he has practiced upon the rest of the hadith or not, he is successful. In this hadith, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِتَّقُوا الْمَحَارِمِ, stay away from the acts of disobedience to Allah, from the forbidden acts. تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ, you will be the biggest worshipper from the people. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when discussing the purpose of our creation, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, we have created the human and the jinn only for one thing, to worship me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And when we hear the word to worship Allah ta'ala, then salah comes into our mind, zikr comes into our mind, hajj comes into our mind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that if you want to become the biggest worshipper, make your life empty of the disobedience of Allah and you are the biggest worshipper. In fact, this should be the purpose of our Ramadan. If a person carries out 10 khatam of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, but out of the disobedience of Allah which is in his life, not one is decreased, then he cannot say his Ramadan is successful. But if a person only manages one khatam, but out of the forms of disobedience of Allah which were in his life, after the month of Ramadan he looks and he sees that, yes, at least one of them has decreased, one of them has gone, then you can say his Ramadan is successful. This is the purpose of our life and he is achieving the purpose of his life. So this is what we need to make the purpose of Ramadan and the purpose of our life. And I will mention three small points which will go a long way to bringing this into our life. The first is that every person should assess himself. Muhasaba, assess himself. Especially in the month of Ramadan. Sit down, look through one's life and think, before the month of Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan, which forms of disobedience were in my life. Try to find them. Search for them. And note them, that this, and then decide that, you know, how can I remove them? If a person looks at the list and he thinks if removing all of them is too difficult, then start with the first one. Start with what looks like the easiest one. Inshallah, through the barak of removing that, you will be given the tawfiq to remove another one as well, and another one. This is the first thing a person needs to do. Look through his life, keep checking through his life. On a daily basis, if not, then at least on a weekly basis. The second thing he needs to do is keep increasing his knowledge. You are assessing yourself all the time, but if you don't know something is impermissible, then how are you going to find it? By way of example, let me mention a small incident. Once one of the Khulafa, when Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he came to the Khanqah of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali asked him that, how did you come? So he said, by train. And he had brought his small child with him. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was very particular in investigating the matters of those who are associated to him too. So he said he came by train. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali asked that, did you pay the ticket price for yourself and for the child? So this Khalifa Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, I paid a full ticket price for myself. But as for my son, he looks quite young. So although he is not of the age that I can buy a half price ticket for him, but because he looks quite young, I thought he will get through with a half price ticket. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah became extremely angry that you have carried out the disobedience of Allah while coming to the Khanqah. That it was compulsory upon you to buy a full ticket and you brought a half price ticket. This, if a person does not have knowledge, how is he going to find this? So the second thing he needs to do is keep increasing his knowledge. And the third thing he needs to do is find a pious sheikh, a spiritual mentor, one of the Ahlullah, in whose life the entire deen is, and who has the entire deen in his eyes. If a person practices upon this third point, then inshallah every form of disobedience slowly but surely he will find. I will end with the incident of Mufti Mahmudul Hasan Sahib rahmatullah. Mufti Mahmudul Hasan Sahib, a very great Mufti from the past. His fatwa have been published and it comes to within around 30 volumes. So he once went into the company of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And after going a few times and he requested that, I want to become Bayt, I want to become your murid, I want to choose you as my Shaykh. So Shaykhul Hadith Sahib rahmatullah alayhi told him, we are talking about a Mufti and a high level Mufti. Shaykhul Hadith Sahib rahmatullah alayhi told him that there are so many other great Mashaykh present, so many other great Ahlullah, become Bayt to one of them, become murid of one of them. So Mufti Sahib said to Shaykhul Hadith Sahib that I want to become your murid. And the reason for that is that when I come into your gathering, then the number of my faults that open up to me are more than when I go into any other person's gathering. So we are talking about a Mufti and a high level Mufti, but he had to obtain the company of the Ahlullah and a Shaykh to find the mistakes and the errors that were in his own life. So these are three very easy points. Assess yourself, increase your knowledge, and connect yourself to a good pious Shaykh. If a person does this, then slowly, inshallah, he will be able to find all the forms of disobedience in his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice among this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.